Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. We're starting a little bit late, but no worries. We are ready for you now. We have live in studio with us right now, Carousel Scene.
For my whole life. Your face again. Take me home, I said. I don't want this feeling to end, I said. Baby, you don't know what I could be without. Without you. Did you think that I was scared to say yes? Tearing me apart for the last time, your love. Baby, you don't know what I could be without you. You don't know what I could be.
Jacket, I don't wanna quit it.
twisted seas and the tackle on the forearm. You're at seas, but I guess I really want you like.
Don't even know what you were.
let you go. Stop and stare, cause your body shows from your head to your toes out of control. Baby, you know, baby, you know what I do. Back to you every night, doing you right. It's asking things, hands full of rings. I just wanna show you what you should.
It's where I'm gonna stay. Deep blue forevers, stained cold floors, kept wherever I. These days I think we're honest. I'm staring at wrinkles on my palms. I caress some dreams that you're spilling on the table. I've got to, we've got to. What's sprinting through my we been wrong. I've never been right. I've always tried to avoid the fight. And it's cheaper than Prozac, nicotine and Xanax, cocaine and ganja and smileys. Those lunatics, Zoloft and Seroquel, alcohol and Paxil. My head, my fucking
that was Carousel Scene, live on CITR 101.9 FM. The band will be joining me in studio to chat and discuss things very shortly. Do not go anywhere. This is CITR, live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
This is Nicole from UBC Heart and Stroke Foundation Club. Here at HSF, we aim to promote health and wellness, provide financial and volunteer support for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon, and foster interest in cardiovascular disease research. If you want to be part of an amazing community of heartthrobs, learn more at www.ubchsf.com.
Have a sustainable idea? Want to be more involved with environmentalism on campus? Need funding to host a green event?
Then reach out to the Student Environment Center for funding, helpers, and advice on how to make your sustainable ideas a reality.
Contact us. Do it. Our Facebook page is UBC Student Environment Center. Give it a like.
Also, come check out the free store in room 2102 on the second floor of the AMS Student Nest.
Free?
Free.
Free?
Free.
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 That's right. It's a free store.
Well, I'm tired of this dirty old city, and I'm tired of too much work, never enough play, and I'm tired of thee.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry,
no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion, if approved, would create decades of intensive carbon emissions with the transportation of fossil fuels from Edmonton to Burnaby. The federal government and the National Energy Board are set to announce their decision on the expansion in December. An approval of the project would actively work against Trudeau's commitment to a 1.5 degree limit on global temperature rise and would also put our local ecosystem at risk. If you'd like to get involved in the fight against Kinder Morgan pipeline, check us out at ubcc350.org. That's ubcc350.org.
Hey UBC students, love doing arts and crafts or just making things in general? We've got you covered. The AMS Print Club works to bring you crafts from different cultures, backgrounds, and decor styles. We aim to bring about cultural and environmental awareness through the arts and crafts. Check out our Facebook page, Print Arts and Crafts, or email us at printartscraftsclub@gmail.com for more details.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is still live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell and Ben. I'm now joined by some members of the band Carousel Scene. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourself really quickly, maybe, for people out there on Radio Land?
Hello, everyone. My name's Calvin from Carousel Scene.
My name's Anne.
And thanks so much for coming in. And
thank you for having us.
Do you maybe want to quickly talk about how the band came to be? How did it work out?
Well, it started about 2.5 years ago. It kind of just started with me feeling, you know what? This was the same time when I dropped out of university,
right?
Doing music.
Oh, so you were in like music school, like music?
Yeah, I guess it was kind of just like a don't tell them, but it was like a rebound thing,
right? Which did you UBC or a different?
No, I went to Capilano.
Oh right, okay.
Jazz music.
Yeah. Okay, was it just you were done with it? Was you don't like how constrained it was that you're taking the class, or is it just you're not feeling it, or is there a particular?
It just wasn't my thing.
Right, right. But you still love music, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It just wasn't meant for me with the program, at least.
Mm-hmm. And so did you straight from getting out of your program straight into starting this band? Or were you in a band before? Like, have you been playing music?
I've never been in a band, but yeah. The funny story here. Diane and Ashley used to be in the same band together.
Yes.
And they were called Shadows.
Yeah. Yes. I remember them. They played... at Shindig and on this program before too. Yeah, I thought it was only 1 or 2 years ago, but apparently it was longer than
than
I thought. Yeah.
They're just heckling us from outside.
Yeah. And so let's talk about you started Carousel Scene pretty much, right?
Yeah. We started, about 2.5 years ago. It started off more as an alt-rock project,
right?
If
okay.
anything. Eventually, it just turned more into a pop, pop project ever since Terrence, our synth player, came along.
Yes.
He's been taking more of the production duties as well, and it's been great.
So when Terrence came, was it more like you were kind of leaning toward a little bit more pop anyways in Terrence drawing, or was it, what did he convince you to change a certain way, or was it just something organic and it just happened?
It was definitely the former. We were already leaning more towards pop music.
Yes.
Just before he joined in, and by the time he joined in, it's just, we were 100% convinced that we're going to do pop music.
Right. And so you've been, what is this roster? How long have this roster been the key, the way it is? Is it still 2.5 years? It's been quite a while.
Well, the most recent member here,
yeah,
Reed, I think he joined us, I'd say about 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
He's been taking over the drums for us.
Right.
Because unfortunately, are you former drummer / session drummer?
Okay.
Jeff got pretty busy because he's still playing with, what was it, two years ago?
Yeah.
Where they won Peak Performance Project.
Right, okay. So it was like actual drums before.
Mm-hmm.
So how did it, when you think about switching over to like an electronic versus, were you always looking to change a little bit, or was it, like, how did that, how
for
did
the drums?
Yeah, for the drums. So, I mean, you could have found a regular drummer, I guess, maybe, mm-hmm, or I don't know if the right word is regular, but like, classic analog.
Right. It almost came out of necessity,
yeah,
because it was kind of hard for us to find a drummer where we would say, we do want to write the drum parts ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to play the drums for us, and we don't really know if you should have any creative input for now. And I'm not sure if that's ever going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reed was here to step in and learned how to play drums for us.
Yeah, cool. And it sounded cool.
It's great.
It sounded good. So you did all this, and you also played in Shindig.
Yes.
This year. This year, and you made it to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say this year, it's like because it crosses the boundaries of the year. So it
right.
started. Yeah,
right.
So you played. How was that experience?
Oh, it was great. It was so fun.
Any particular things that jumped out at you? Like, how did you, at what point did you decide I'm going to enter a contest? Because entering contests is always kind of a weird situation. Because it's still entering contests, you know.
For sure. I actually passed it over to Calvin since Ash and I had played it in high school with our old band.
And obviously it didn't totally ruin your experience of Shindig.
No.
You didn't hate it so much that you swore off it.
No, I really like the community vibe of it rather than the competition.
Right.
I think a lot of the bands get along more than
absolutely.
Looking at it as beating each other each round.
Right.
Mm, it was... initially I was kind of intimidated at first because it felt like we were a bit of the oddballs playing electro pop music, right? But
right.
soon as we played the first show, it was just great.
Right.
It was super inclusive.
Yes.
Just a great vibe.
And electro pop should be coming. I mean, I'm not saying coming back, but it's just like, you know, like so many bands now with just, just like the typical guitar, drums. Not that it's anything wrong with it, but it's nice to have a good, you know, a little bit of a change.
Right.
And it seems to be going a little bit that way anyway. You're seeing a lot more bands in Shindig,
absolutely,
and everywhere else. It's good to have I don't know what the right word is, a good mix. Actually, I was talking to someone that, I think we should bring back way more synths and way more keyboards.
Oh,
it seems
synths
to be,
are back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you are back.
Yeah. So. It's almost due to be like the really, maybe the new wave stuff should come back.
It's just a cycle, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The 80s are coming back. I mean, I think they've always been around, but it's definitely more prevalent in pop music now since maybe the last 5 years, I'd even say.
All right. And so with your band, do you have any, you guys have a website before we go any further?
It's everything is at carouselscene.ca. Carousel.ca. All the social media should be.
Right. And you have some recordings on the on the internet? Like, how did that came about?
Most of it, like Calvin said, Terrence produced a lot of it. We've been just doing it all on our own. Mm-hmm. We have the two singles right now on Apple Music and Spotify, and then the Bandcamp and SoundCloud as well. And then hopefully in the next couple weeks, a brand new one will be out soon.
Nice. And any plans for recording more songs, more albums? Yeah. For Shindig, you should have a little bit of something, maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the prizes. As soon as we wrap up everything with this upcoming single,
yeah,
we're planning on writing the EP.
Right. And would it be new songs that you're writing, or is there already songs that you have?
Everything will be absolutely new.
Every new?
None of the stuff that we played previously.
Really? Okay. What was the process? Like, how are you going to, like, do you just lock yourself in a room and start writing stuff, or how quickly can you turn a song?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, we haven't completely figured out a specific way that works for us.
Yeah.
It's always constantly changing. Sometimes it just comes from an idea where, for example, Secrets, Diane just played one chord, and just that particular sound really inspired us. And we just wrote the song maybe 2 weeks after that.
But the goal for the album is to lock ourselves in a room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for how long are you thinking? Like, what are you,
like, before it gets.
Would it be something where, like,
until it starts to smell bad.
A lot of bands do, like, take a road trip or, like, go to the island or something.
Yeah.
Or get a cabin or something. Would you be into doing something like that? Or no, that's too crazy.
No, I would love to go to a cabin. If my schedule allowed it, right?
Yeah.
I would love to, yeah.
And just, like, or would just be so much distraction from the nature and stuff, I suppose. Vancouver, like, actually will be, like, this kind of weather, well, not today per se, but, you know, if you have weather like the last couple of weeks, you just be depressed and indoors anyways. Maybe that will help.
That's very true.
You might come back with a folk album.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, would there be any, you think of it, like, any slight change in direction, or like, would that be, you don't know yet, or where you're going to go? Is a certain direction for those new songs that you might be writing?
I think we're pretty set. Like, all five of us have pretty strong influences that are kind of already starting to come through in practice in the old songs. Like, you feel the shift. So I think all we need is to sit down together and just start new songs.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So I'm here. Ben is here. Whatever. We're here on Live from the Liberate Radio Hell with Carousel Scene. I am going to come back with the band for a segment, but let's listen to a few of these fine messages before that happens.
Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com. For everybody who should live it, live it, live it. Go and get it, you should live it, live it, live it.
Hey everyone, this is Nicole from UBC Heart and Stroke Foundation Club. Here at HSF, we aim to promote health and wellness, provide financial and volunteer support for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon, and foster interest in cardiovascular disease research. If you want to be part of an amazing community of heartthrobs, learn more at www.ubchsf.com.
And we're back with Carousel Scene on Life in Thunderbird Radio Hell, and now we're going to kick into a segment called Would You Rather. This is where I have our guests answer a bunch of random questions on really basic, like a choice of multiple things, and you just have to pick which one of these you would rather do. And it's a fun game it's a kids game, so it's nothing too raunchy or crazy.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect, and there's no right or wrong answer. It's whatever you feel like.
There's definitely a wrong answer.
It's just all
these
wrong.
These guys staring at us.
I have a deck of cards here.
All right.
Would you rather? Let's pick one card, and then I will give you the question from the card.
Okay.
I can read it. But I'm not cheating. No, it's okay. I guess you can cheat. Okay, so this is a good test to see just how basic these questions are. So would you rather always have to wear wet socks or always have to wear wet underwear?
Wet underwear.
The band says wet underwear.
Wet underwear. Is wet socks? I don't know. I'm trying to think of is there a particular reason? I'm trying to think. Wet socks is kind of gross. But what? Yeah.
Calvin got new shoes, so he wouldn't do that to them.
Yeah. Exactly. No. Never mind. That's too much.
It's all right. Moving
on. You can't get your Yeezys wet.
Feel free to. Okay. Let's do another one here. Oops. Let's do another one here. Can only go. You can go many directions in this. You never know. All right. This is like super complicated.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so say you're driving at 70 miles per hour, so whatever, 80 kilometers per hour down the freeway. You're driving, you hear a noise, and look back in the back of your seat. Would you rather see a large skunk hissing at you or look back and see a 4-foot long alligator in your car?
Skunk.
Really?
I think alligator might be kind of dangerous, though, for a fact.
Yeah, I can't fight an alligator. I can fight a skunk.
You'll be fighting the skunk for many weeks, though, just from the smell, possibly.
Well, I might be permanently fighting the alligator.
Fair enough. All right. We're playing with your rather with Carousel Scene. Let's do another one of these. Let's have a different contestant. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Starting right now. Oh, God. Would you rather grow half an inch every year or shrink half an inch every year? What would you rather?
Grow half an inch every year.
Yeah, I think that's probably the... because eventually you don't want to,
You don't want to shrink and disappear.
Assuming you're gonna live for a lot of like 40, you're gonna be a tiny little person.
Yeah,
you'll be huge though. I don't know, but at least
I can finally realize my dreams of playing in the NBA.
Yeah, there's like all these things you can do. You can.
I always thought I was destined to play in the NBA. Didn't work out.
Yeah, I'm sure you can like lift things for people. Whereas like being really small, like being tiny. I guess you can, that doesn't. All right,
although Ant-Man might have another.
Yeah, but he has, like, depends on what kind of strength you have. Like, he has super strength or something like that, right?
Okay, your strength diminishes.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. Yeah.
You shrink until you disappear.
It doesn't specify. Oh. We're playing with you rather on Life on Thunderbird Radio Hall. Let's get another one. Who wants to play?
I will do
it. On a roll.
On a roll. Here we go.
Every time I choose one, Ben hesitates.
I don't know. It's like this one. I'm trying to figure out what it means. It says, never be able to turn away from others or cover your mouth when you sneeze, or having a vile, smelly, unpredictable belches. So you burp a lot and smelly, or you always sneeze into people's faces, which, you know what? That sounds kind of fun.
I feel like I already do that.
So. I know. That seems kind of fun. I would sometimes almost do it on purpose.
Exactly.
Well, people will give you a pass if you really can't do it, right?
Yeah. Maybe they don't. Yeah.
If you can't stop yourself from doing that, what are they to say?
Yeah. Unless you're one of those people that sneezes like 10 times in a row, that might be annoying.
That might be dangerous, too. Yeah. I've never seen anyone sneeze 10 times in a row.
I know people that do like threes. That's pretty common.
Yeah, like around three, but so 10 might be
leaking. So the problem is, like, as soon as you do the first sneeze, your friend will start running away because doesn't want the second two. But because of this magical rule that you have these, so it's going to be quite the dance.
No.
Like the
face. It has to be in front of someone.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, well, after the first sneeze, like, if I know that you're going to sneeze three times always, the first time you sneeze into my face, I would be like, crap, I'm getting out of here. But since you always have to sneeze into my face or body, you would automatically, you would just always be like, I could be ducking and dodging, and you'll be matching me at every single
But a true friend wouldn't do that. They wouldn't make me suffer and not sneeze, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'd like to believe, at least.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, we'll do one more. We'll do one more. Would you rather with Carousel Scene, and then this is for the all the marbles.
One for the road.
Yeah. All right. Oh, okay. I don't even. Sorry, this is so stupid. While on a camping trip, wake up with ants in your nose and ears, or with a toe in your mouth from someone else that is also sleeping in a large community tent.
I'm sure two's already happened to.
Yeah, I'd take the toe. I'd take the toe.
I will. Also take
I'm
the
not. Sh- I wouldn't. I don't. The ants.
Bugs do.
Yeah. No.
No.
I agree. That would be gross. I think I would probably be freaked out for the rest of the camping trip.
Yeah. It was quite scarring.
All right, that's how you play Would You Rather, and I think you did perfectly great, good score. There's no score out of this. Like I said, there's no right or wrong answer, but I think you did at least as well as Mark Mills.
You nailed it.
All right, Carousel Scene on CITR. Is there anything else that you guys would like to announce? Do you have plans? What's a plan for the summer other than... gonna have a single coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Any plans for shows? Any plans to go on tour? Any plans on maybe just seeing some nice movies? I don't know. What does the band do on a?
We got a couple shows coming up, but most of it will be on our social. And Calvin has an announcement.
All right.
No, I'm just really excited to go see the 1975.
Oh yeah, find us at the 1975.
You'll see us. We'll be at the front row.
All right. It's carolscene.ca. You guys have Facebook, I mm-hmm. assume?
Yes, we've got Facebook, Instagram.
Do you have Twitter?
Twitter, yes.
Bandcamp.
Yes. Bandcamp.
Yes. Everything you need.
MySpace, Friendster. Do you know what those are?
I love Friendster.
We have a band Tinder.
I used to have Friendster.
Yeah. If you want to swipe right and find us.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nixopia.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
If you are just joining us, you missed a fun game of Would You Rather, and also you missed a great set, but you can listen to all this for the first time or listen to this again on the CITR website. The podcast is available. Just do a search for Live from Thunderbird Radio, Hello Carousel Scene. Sometime tomorrow, it should show up on the feed, and you can listen to everything in all its glory. All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you again.
Have a great night.
Thanks, you
sound great. Yeah, thanks.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
Hey folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ+ folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
Hello, we are UBC Dance Club, one of the largest and oldest clubs on campus.
We offer classes taught by professionals for complete beginners in Latin and standard ballroom dancing.
Come check us out and learn how to wow your friends, meet new people, and dance the stress from classes away.
Check out our website, www.ubcdanceclub.com, and find us on Facebook at UBC Dance Club.
The news midweek, when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
It's a growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Stew Stews, the stew for you. Do you do the stew that Stew Stews? Come find out at UBC Sprouts.
Located in the basement of the AMS Nest and on the penthouse of the GSS building. Open weekdays 9 to 4:30.
UBC Sprouts is your home for cheap,
tasty,
organic,
locally sourced,
vegan stew and baked goods.
If the search has been long and futile and brutal.
Do you hear what I'm hearing?
Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com.
For everybody who should live it, live it, live it. Go and get it, you should live it, live it, live it.
Would you do anything for a pretty face? By the looks of it, I think you would. Have you considered that anything ain't good enough? Well, son, I think you should. You may condition into your orientation. No hesitation is the cause for persuasion. No apologies, for we have reached the peak of human indecency. So if you agree, then say it with me. 1, 2, 3. You may condition into your orientation. No hesitation is no cause for persuasion.
Thank you. it's a blob, it's a blob. You and I, we have to anchor each other. Keep me in mind. I will keep you in mind. Half remember.
Is a song called Time's a Blob, because of course it is a blob. That's Pale Red, brand new one from the band that came out about a month ago. Went to the release party, it was tons of fun. Pale Red, Soft Opening is the name of that recording. Before that, I played some Cascadia with a song called Voider off a kind of a re-release or hidden. Anyways, they recorded it a while ago, and they ultimately released it. The band is sort of on infinite hiatus. Waited is the name of that record. Before that, before Cascadia, I played some Fuzzy P with a song called Crumble, Crossation from the record On a Lawn. Also on that set, some Bored Decor. It's getting a little bit of a talk around town on the Discorder. They have a 7-inch they put out. It's a 7-inch or a split, anyways, with the OKGB. I played a song from them called Pester. Also played some Harley Small from a recording called Cassettes from the New Millennium. Cassettes from the New Millennium. I played a song from them called What Could Go Wrong. And I started off the set with some Plumtree. That's like the only non-local band in that whole set. Racing Tree is the name of the song off the record Predicts the Future. You're still listening to CITR Radio. This is still Live from the Bird, Radio Hell. Got another 20 minutes to go. Do not go anywhere at 10 o'clock. Sorry, 11 o'clock, because it's already past 10 o'clock. Copy and Paste is coming up in 20 minutes' time. That's at 11 o'clock. Stick around for that. Continuing on with more music, this is a two-piece from Ottawa. They're called Expander Fuzz. I don't know what that means. But this is a song from a single they just put out called At War with Summer. At War with Summer. Expander Fuzz.
Thank you. Hey, UBC. Did you know that one car crash victim can need up to 50 blood donations to survive?
We're from the UBC Blood for Life Club that aims to diversify and expand Canada's stem cell and blood donor registry.
We hold drives across campus, and we need you. Check us out at facebook.com/UBC Blood Club to learn more on how, when, and where you can save a life.
Folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ+ folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
Just want to play that. the computer just want to play that Oh Susanna song really, really, really badly. I'm not going to let it. You know, it's all good. Let me tell you what I play in that set before I head out. Copy and Paste is coming up very shortly. Cult Babies on a Roll is the name of the song. Off to See the Lizard. Not the Wizard. Is the name of the record. The Reference Desk, a brand new one from the band out of Atlantic Canada. With a song called Tired of Right. Actually, you know what? Yep. And that's a brand new one. And before that, I played someone from some suburb of Toronto. And her name is Nicole Dolenganger. Hopefully I got that right. That is with a song called Natural Born Losers. And I started off the set with Expander Fuzz. It's a two-piece from Ottawa with a song called At War with Summer. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am pretty much done for the night. One more song to go enjoy. This is a band from Halifax. They're called Roxy and the Underground Soul Sound. Fought the Battle is the name of the song.
Get strong, bend in the wind. and you just shelter yourself from affection. And I've had too many restless nights, wiping tears from my eyes, and I just can't get you out of my mind. I just can't. Oh, no, no, no. I just can't, no, 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 no. I just can't get you out of my mind, no. Oh, I need you right now.
As far as, you know, the stuff that inspires me is just the underground sound, 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 sound.
In this video tutorial, we'll teach you how copy and paste. You can utilize the copy and paste technique for almost anything.